What does the man do? What does the man do? 注意，这个人是干什么的？ What does the man do 等于 What is the man? 也就是这个人他是干什么职业的？ He's a driver. He's a driver. Driver 是司机，开车的人。He's a driver. 他是一个司机。What is the man do? What is the man do? He's a driver too. He's a driver too. 他也是一个司机。Well, 那么同学们要注意，问什么人是干什么职业的，我们通常有两种问话形式。第一种就是问 What is the man? 不要翻着这个人是什么。What is the man? 意思是这个人是从事什么职业，干什么的。通常也可以问 What does the man do? What do I do? I'm a teacher. What do I do? I teach at a middle school. Okay? Let's do some more practice. Look at the second picture. Look at the woman.What is she doing? She's teaching. And ask, what does the woman do? What does the woman do? She's a teacher. She's a teacher. What does this man do? What does this man do? He's a teacher too. He's a teacher too.他是教师。Look at this picture. What does this man do? What does this man do? He's a farmer. Farmer 是由 F-A-R-M, farm 这个词变化来的。Farm 做名词是农场，做动词是种田。Farmer是种田的人，是农工、农民。He is a farmer. And look at this man. What does this man do? What does this man do? He is a farmer too. He is a farmer too. 他也是一个农民。Now the next picture.Look at the young man. What does this young man do? What does this young man do? Young, 年轻的。This young man, 这个年轻人。What does this young man do? He's a soldier. Soldier. S-O-L-D-I-E-R. Soldier. 士兵。他是当兵的，他是一个士兵。And look at this young man. What does this young man do? He's a soldier too. He's a soldier too. Now remember the word soldier. The next picture. Look at this two men.What does this young man do? He's a worker. He's a worker. And what does this man do? He's a worker too. He's a worker too. Okay? 那么在刚才的这几个训练里面，我们了解到问对方或者问某一个人是干什么的，通常要说 What do you do? 或者是 What does this man do? Or what does the woman do? Then, please answer my question. What do I do? What do I do? Yes, you should say, you are a teacher. Look at the picture. Now, the man asks you, what do you do? What do you do? 那么现在请大家回答 What do you do? Yes. You should say, I am a student. I am a student. A teacher works at a school. A farmer works on a farm. A worker works in a factory.老师在学校工作，农工或者是农民是在农场工作，工人是在工厂工作。请大家注意，在学校 at a school 在一所学校，也可以说 in a school 在农场，英语里面习惯用 on a farm在工厂 in a factory 也可以说 at a factory. Please look. 陈芳 works in a school. So here we use in a school. And what else can we use? Yes, we can say陈芳 works at a school. 陈芳 works at a school. 那么针对这个 in a school 提问，也就是陈芳在什么地方工作？ Where 表示在什么地方何处？ Where does 陈芳work? 好，那么这种练习呢叫做针对句子的划线部分提问。那也就是说上面这个划线部分刚好是下面这个问句的划线部分的答案。Now the next sentence. Hu Yilan works on a farm. Hu Yilan works on a farm. 那么现在要针对 on a farm 提问。请说出疑问句。Where does Hu Yilan work? Number 3. Zhou Nan works in a factory. 请针对 in a factory 提问。那也就是要问周南是在什么地方工作。Then we can say,Where does Zhou Nan work? OK? 那么也就是这一句就是他的答案。Where does 陈芳 work? He works in a school. Where does Hu Yinan work? She works on a farm. Where does Zhou Nan work? He works in a factory.
好，我们学会了问对方是从事什么工作的，同时我们也知道如何去询问对方在什么地方工作，同时也要会回答自己在什么地方学习或者是工作，或者是自己的父亲母亲在什么地方工作。
Where does he work? 他在什么地方工作？ Then how to say 你在什么地方学习？Yes, where do you study?
他在什么地方学习？
Where does he study?
他在什么地方教书？
Where does she teach?
Well, 那么我们掌握了这个结构以后呢，还可以问许多的问句了啊，比如说他经常在什么地方做饭，他经常在什么地方看书，都可以用这种结构来提问。
Now let's see a dialogue.
下面我们看一段对话。
What's your name? Chen Fang. What do you do? I'm a farmer. Where do you work? Oh, on a farm near here. What about you? Or I'm a student.
那么这个对话里面呢，有许多都是我们原来学过的。For example, what's your name?
And what do you do? Where do you work?
就问对方是干什么工作的，在什么地方工作。
What about you?
What about you? 要根据上文来判断他是问的什么。那么这个是谈论对方的职业和工作的。So what about you? 可以相当于 What do you do and where do you work?啊，你是干什么？你在什么地方工作呢？在这段对话里面 Chen Fang or on a farm near here 都是省略的回答。那么他们的完整回答应该是什么样的呢？
What's your name?
My name's Chen Fang. What do you do? I'm a farmer. Where do you work? Oh, I work on a farm near here.
我在这里附近的一个农场工作。
On a farm 是在农场， near here 是离这儿不远，在这儿附近的一个农场。
Now, let's read it again. What's your name? Chen Fang. What do you do? I'm a farmer. Where do you work? Or on a farm near here. What about you? Oh, I'm a student.
那么大家可以结合这种对话呢，相互之间问一下你的同位的同学，同时可以把它改为第三人称，问一问你同伴的父亲是干什么的，在什么地方工作。在这单元前面我们接触到一些有关人以及职业的词汇，下面我们把它归纳一下。
Please look at the card.
这些都是有关职业的名称。
Worker, 工人 ,farmer, 农民 ,soldier, 士兵 ,teacher, 教师 ,student, 学生 ,driver,司机 Doctor 医生 Nurse
护士。请看这边
Father
父亲
Mother
母亲
Brother
兄弟Sister, 姐妹
Uncle,
叔叔
Aunt,
阿姨伯母等等
Friend,
朋友
Classmate,
同班同学。那么有关这样一些表示职业的名称以及自己周围的人的称呼，这样一些词我们大家可以逐步的积累，而且呢要经常的使用。例如看见你的老师你就想一想啊 my teacher, 啊看见你的啊叔叔你就想到 my uncle, 啊那么这样呢才能够把这样一些有关称呼的词记牢，同时呢也要把有关一些职业也要记牢。有的职业我们没有学，那怎么办呢？可以通过查词典，问老师啊，也可以了解有些有关职业的名称，还可以在电脑上啊，通过那个金山词霸等词典，在里面打上，比如说工程师，那么在金山词霸上马上就会显示工程师的英文是怎么拼的，有的是带有声卡的。 还可以告诉你该怎么读。Well, 下面我们做一段练习，请大家根据短文的内容，在每个空里面填入一个适当的词，使这个短文的意义完整。
Mr. Green blank from London. He blank in a middle school near here. His teacher. He blank English. He likes blank in China a lot. He blank the Chinese people blank very friendly. He blank a little Chinese. He blank to Chinese classes every week.
好，这个地方要说明一下，就这个空里面呢是由你填上一个适当的词使意义完整，因此有些空里面的答案它是可以多种的啊，也就是说这道题它不是一个绝对的某一个答案。
For example, Mr. Green from London.
那这个地方就可以填两个答案，一个填什么
is Mr. Green is from London，
另外呢也可以填什么，对，可以填 Mr. Green comes from London.
The second, he blank in a middle school near here.
那这个地方可以填 he works in a middle school near here. 他在一个附近的中学工作，还可以填 he teaches in a middle school near here. 他在附近的一所中学教书。
He's a teacher.He blank English.
那这个地方呢就要看上下文了。有的同学说老师这个地方填 his English, 他是英国人，那就成为重复了，多余了。因为前面就说他是英伦敦人。啊 ,he's from London, he comes from London. 那因此呢这个地方填他是英国人呢就在语言上呢从上下文看不太好。因此这个地方填 he teaches English, 他是教英文的。
And he likes blank in China a lot.
那这个地方也可以多选，因为他可以选他喜欢，他非常喜欢在中国生活、工作、教书啊。但是要考虑这个地方一个空应该填什么形式呢？对，应该填 ing 形式。He likes working in China a lot.
He likes living in China a lot. He likes teaching in China a lot.He likes staying in China a lot. He blank, the Chinese people blank very friendly. Friendly 是由 friend 朋友加 ly 构成的形容词，意思是友好的。中国人民很友好， the Chinese people are very friendly. He,
那么可以说他说 he says the Chinese people are very friendly.也可以说他认为 he thinks the Chinese people are very friendly.
He blank a little Chinese.
那这个地方也可以有啊两个答案了。比如说他讲一点汉语， we say he speaks a little Chinese. 还可以说他懂得一点汉语，我们可以用知道，
he knows a little Chinese. And he blank to Chinese classes every week.He goes to Chinese classes every week.
他每周都要去上汉语课。好，下面我们给大家一个参考性的答案。
Miss Green is from London. He works in a middle school near here. He's a teacher. He teaches English. He likes working in China a lot.He thinks the Chinese people are very friendly. He speaks a little Chinese. He goes to Chinese classes every week.
Well, go on.
Miss Green blank to children, a son and a daughter. They are blank him in China. They blank to school in China. They study in the blank school.Mr. Green works in a blank school.
根据我们这个单元学的内容课文，我们有些空应该很快就可以填出答案。
那么是 Miss Green has two children, a boy and a girl, that is a son and a daughter. 格林先生有两个孩子，一个儿子，一个女儿。They are with him in China. 他们都和他一块儿待在中国。So with 是和什么人一块儿。They go to school in China. 他们在中国上学。They study in the same school. 他们俩在同一所学校里面学习。But Mr. Green works in a different school. 但是格林先生是在另外一个不同的学校教书。请注意 ,same 是相同的 ,different, 注意是形容词 ,different 是不相同的不同的。好，那么本单元呢，我们重点的呢要注意进一步掌握一般现在时态啊，它的行为动词它改为否定句和疑问句的用法。那么这个里面呢，很关键的就是要掌握用助动词 do 来帮助一般现在时态行为动词的动词谓语构成否定形式和疑问形式。请看卡片。Do 和 does 在一般现在时态里面经常用它作为助动词来帮助构成否定句和疑问句。例如 Do you speak English?
Yes, I do.
Does he speak Japanese?
No, he doesn't.
在这个几个句里面都有 do 或者是 does， 它在里面都充当助动词。
Do you speak English?
用 do 来帮助构成一个疑问句。
Does he speak Japanese?
用 does 帮助构成一个疑问句。请看 I speak English 是一个肯定句。那么现在用助动词 do 放在句首，把它可以变为一个一般疑问句。你讲英文吗？
Do you speak English?
Yes, I do. Do 是一个助动词，在这儿代替 Yes, I speak English.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.在这个地方用来代替 No, I don't speak English.
I don't speak English
用 do 加 not 帮助构成一个否定句。 I don't speak 意思是我不讲。我们再看下一个，
She speaks English.
她讲英文。由于是主语是第三人称单数，在行为动词后面要加 s
She speaks English.
那么把它改为一般疑问句的时候，前面要用 does， 也就是用 do 加 es 构成的助动词。由于前面已经用了这种形式，所以在后面 does she 后面要把 speak 改为动词的原形。 Does she speak English?
Yes, she does.
是省略形式，相当于 Yes, she speaks English.
No, she doesn't.
相当于 No, she doesn't speak English.
She doesn't speak English
是一个否定句。在这个地方 doesn't 是 does not 的省略形式。由于这个地方的 do 已经加了 es， 因此后面要求用动词的原形 speak。Well, 那么这种现象呢，是和我们汉语的语句的结构是很不相同的啊。那么它助动词的作用，它在句子里面它可以起到改变句子的意义，改变句子的类型的作用。下面我们做几道练习，请大家把我给大家的句子改为一般疑问句。请看第一个。Number one, John has a sister.
约翰有一个妹妹。
那么这个时候要把它改为疑问句呢，就要用助动词。
那么首先我们要判断这个主语是第几人称， John 是第三人称单数，因此助动词是用 do 还是用 does。
对，因为是第三人称单数，所以要用 does。 Does John。
那么这个 has 是和第三人称单数连用的形式，那么 has 要把它改为什么？
对，要把它改成 have。 答案是 Does John have a sister？Does John have a sister?
好，下面一个请大家自己思考。
Kate studies at a middle school.
Studies, 由于主语是第三人称单数 study, 辅音加 y 结尾，把 y 改为 i 加 es。
Kate studies at a middle school.
请把它改为一般疑问句。
对，助动词还是要用 does。
那么后面的动词呢？
对，要把它还原。
答案是
Does Kate study at a middle school? Does Kate study at a middle school?
Number 3. He likes cooking at home.
He likes cooking at home.
他喜欢在家做饭。
He likes cooking at home.
Likes. 改为一般疑问句。
Does he like cooking at home?
Likes. Like.
Does he like cooking at home?
那么大家注意，第三人称单数由于前面的助动词用了 does, 所以后面再用动词的时候呢，要把它还原成为原形。
Has 要变成 have.
Studies 要变成 study. Likes 要还原成 like.
Does John have a sister? Does Kate study at a middle school? Does he like cooking at home?
好，这是把一个程序句变化为一个一般疑问句。那么把一个程序句变为一个程序句的肯定句变为一个否定句呢，也是要用助动词来帮忙改变它的结构。下面我们做三个练习。Please look at number one.
John goes to Chinese classes.
John 参加汉语课。改为否定句。
John does not go to Chinese classes. John does not go to Chinese classes.
Goes 要用原形，前面用 does not.
The next one. His uncle works on a farm.
他的叔叔在农场工作，改为否定句。
His uncle does not work on a farm.His uncle does not work on a farm. She has a brother. She has a brother. She does not have a brother. She does not have a brother. Does not go. Does not work. Does not have.
都是否定结构。请注意。这个主语都是第三人称单数形式，如果是其他人称应该用哪个助动词呢？都应该用 do。
Goes 要还原为 go。
Works 要还原为 work。
Has 要还原为 have。
Well, please answer the question.
Does your father have a sister?
Does your father have a sister? 请大家回答 yes or no.
Does your father have a car?
Does your father have a car? Yes or no.
Does your mother speak a little English? Does your mother speak a little English?
Yes, she does. Or, no, she doesn't.
？
Yes or no?
OK. 那么关于一般现在时态呢，我们就给大家归纳总结到这里。在本单元里面出现 He speaks a little English, a little, 一点点。好，下面我们把这个表示不定的量的这样一些词我们做一个复习。请看
Miss Green speaks a little English. He speaks a little English means He speaks some English but not much.
他讲一点点英语的意思是他讲一些英语但是不多。
Just a little,
只有一点点。
A little 的意思是 some but not much.
有一点但是不多。我们前面还学过一个 few.
A few 的意思是 some but not many.
有一些但是不多。请注意
little 和 a little 的意思呢有区别。
A little 是一点点，是用一种肯定的口吻说出来的。Little 是没有多少。所以 little 的意思是 not much, 不多，就是没有多少。
Few,
它也是以否定的口吻说出，就是没有几个。
Few, 意思是 not many。
请大家注意，这个地方 not much 和 not many。Many 和 much, 它的用法有什么区别呢？请看卡片。
Many,
它是用来修饰可数名词的复数形式。例如 ,many students,
Many teachers,
many apples,
much,
许多是用来修饰不可数名词，比许多水
much water,
许多牛奶
much milk,
许多茶
much tea.
好，请大家看，在这些空里面分别是填 many, 还是填 much?
Many,or much.
There are blank clothes on your bed.
And there is blank paper on it too.
在床上有许多衣服，在床上还有许多纸。对，许多衣服 clothes 是可数名词的复数形式，用
many. There are many clothes on your bed.And there is much paper on it, too.
Many students like playing football. 许多学生都喜欢踢足球。
Much of the paper is too thin.
这些纸里面有许多都很太薄了。太薄了。
Too thin. So much of the paper is too thin.
好，这是有关 many 和 much 的在用法上的区别。many 是针对可数名词的复数， much 是针对不可数名词的。many 可以等于 a lot of， much 也可以等于 a lot of， 也就是 a lot of 既可以用来修饰可数名词的复数，也可以用来修饰不可数名词。例如
I have many friends in the USA.
我在美国有许多朋友。
Many friends.
那么 many is equal to a lot of. 我们也可以说
I have a lot of friends in the USA. I have a lot of friends in the USA.
Another example.There is much milk in the bottle. 在瓶子里面有许多的牛奶。
Much milk.
Because much is equal to a lot of. So we can also say,
There's a lot of milk in the bottle. There's a lot of milk in the bottle. A lot 等于 very much. For example, thanks very much. Thanks very much. 我们也可以说 thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.He likes English very much. He likes English very much. We can say, he likes English a lot. He likes English a lot.
最后，请注意区分 a few 和 a little.
A few 和 many 一样，它是用于修饰可数名词的复数的。A little 是用于修饰不可数名词的。例如说一些苹果我们要用 a few, 一点点水我们要用 a little。
好，还是刚才这个句子，要求大家用 a few 或者是 a little 填空。
Clothes 是可数名词，所以我们要填 a few。Paper 是不可数名词，所以要填 a little。那么答案是There are a few clothes on your bed. 在你的床上有一些衣服。And there is a paper on it. 在它上面还有一点点纸。但是注意 ,few 呢它是从否定的意味说的，就是不多，没几个。Little 是表示很少，没有一点点。
例如 ,he has few friends here. He has few friends here 是相当于一个否定的，就是他在这里没有几个朋友。他在这里没有几个朋友。如果这个地方多一个 A 呢，他是从肯定的意味说了，就是他在这里有几个朋友。所以 a few 是从肯定的意味说的。few 呢是从否定的意义，在这里没有几个朋友。
下个例子。This little rice in our house,
咱们家没有一点点米了，没有多少米了。那如果这个地方加一个 A, there's a little rice in our house, 变成我们家还有一点点米。A few, a little 是从肯定意味来讲一些。Few 和 little 是从否定的意义来讲的，就是不多。
Well, then,We tell you the difference between a few and a little, and the difference between few and a little, and the difference between many and much. Please do practice and learn them by heart.
那么下去以后呢，自己还要反复的实验，通过自己的实践和练习把它们记牢。For example, you say, 许多学生 many students,
许多那个水 many much water
啊，许多的那个苹果 many apples
好多的茶叶 much tea
Well, so much for this unit Until next time